And welcome to Two Guys and a Microphone.
What up, podcast world? This is the inaugural debut.
What up? First annual.
Inaugural debut, that's a little redundant, but this is the first ever podcast of Two Guys and a Microphone.
Two Guys and a Mic, what up? It's Justin, this is Kevin. We're going to bring it to you from where we are.
Where we are is
Never Never Land. Bringing it to you. We got some a tidbit of information for you. Our first, meaty episode, like a T-bone steak, is going to be coming the end of the week sometime. But we got some sights.
Well, we're a podcast, so the sights are minimal. But let me tell you about the sounds. We're just going to be here, two guys, talking about things guys talk about, but talking about things that awesome guys talk about.
We are awesome.
We're just going to bring to you some points of view, some lights to things that need, we think, to that light needs to be brought upon.
We got some sports for you, we got some politics, celebrities, we got stupid people that we deal with at work that we got to deal with, personal anecdotes, you know what I mean? Yep. Whatever you guys want to hear, whatever you guys want to post.
That's right.
Got shit going on every day, things going on every day.
Big part of our little podcast here is the fact that we have conversations back and forth, we're not to give away too much about us, we're two college guys. With spare times on our hands.
Lots of spare time.
Lots of spare time. Too much at times, but is there such a thing?
No.
And just sometimes when you're just sitting there talking about certain things, you come across conversations and you come across different phrases and metaphors and
Interesting dialogue altogether.
Interesting perspectives, yeah, that we feel and many people have felt need to be just brought out there. We're gonna be a little bit
edgy.
We're gonna, try to follow the mold somewhat, but
not really.
Yeah.
Not really moldy. I don't like molds on my sandwiches or my podcasts, really.
Yeah. It's like that Publix honey wheat bread. When it gets mold, it's just not good.
It's not good. It is delicious when it's fresh, though.
A big part of our thing is going to be user content. We deal with people in our job of working at a local eatery.
Eatery. Food.
Yeah, we deal with people. I'm sure you deal with people, unless
you're under a rock, or in the ocean, or dead.
Yeah.
In which case, you wouldn't be listening.
You're killing me, Kevin. Anyway, our point is we want you to use the vehicles that we have provided you.
Like a Ford Taurus.
Like the Ford Taurus. I used to have a Taurus. We call it the Clit. Because it was a clitoris. It was dark red. And the trunk didn't work, so you couldn't get in the back.
That's bad.
Is that going to get us that explicit mark on iTunes?
There it is. Explicit.
Alright. Just to let you know, when you subscribe to iTunes and start a podcast, they require you to choose either clean or explicit. There is no middle, but there is no PG-13, if you will. So, we chose explicit just because if you choose clean...
They'll boot you if you say fuck.
They will boot you if you say fuck, which...
I just said.
Yeah, and we say it there. We're going to try not to be too dirty because we just don't want to... We don't want to be like that. We don't want to be like the Robin Williams stand, especially on Broadway.
Yeah, that's no good.
But we slip up, we hang out with each other and other guys and other people our age, and different language and terminologies may have come out, and, we don't want to boodle off iTunes and have them say, go fuck yourself and us to be screwed.
Yeah, that's no good. So, what we're going to hit you off with right now, we got some websites, some emails, some just all-around good information. You can hit us up on the web at twoguysandamic.podocast.com. That's two guys, the number two, guys, and a mic dot podomatic, P podomatic.com.
And yes, got less, ladies and gentlemen, he did say podcasts the first time. But disregard that, because one of the main components of our talk is college and beer.
It's Podomatic, PODOMATIC. You can hit us up on the web, Gmail, twoguysandamic@gmail.com. Again, that's the number twoguysandamic@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/twoguysandamic, number two again.
All one word.
We got a Facebook group, Two Guys and a Microphone Podcast.
What up? That's the only time we actually use proper English and space it out. That's multiple words and the letter two, or the number two at the beginning. Each one of those places has a link to the other places, so make sure if you check out one, check out them all. We've said before, a big part of our convo, our Podomatic podcasts, are going to be user-generated. We want to hear from you guys. We want to hear dumb stories. We want ideas for segments. We want to know what you saw the tool bag doing walking down the street the other day.
Or how many collars he had popped.
We do. We want to hear all about this. We want to hear the dumb phrases. We want to hear personal anecdotes. If you have one of those friends who, you know what, you like him, but God, does he say some stupid shit.
Stupid ass shit.
You know, let us know.
Yeah.
We also want to bring to light you right now, there is a new Trojan out called the Trojan Ecstasy, which the commercial is on in beautiful high definition, thanks to our
provider. It is nice.
It still doesn't make me want to wrap latex around me, but let me tell you what.
That mime is good.
That was a good mime.
It's
called the Trojan Ecstasy.
He likes to surf.
The person in the commercial seems to like it very much.
He is a great mime. He probably doesn't have any kids, but that's probably because he's never been laid, because he's a mime. It's got nothing to do with the product he sells.
But you know what? Like, he's a mime.
He's a mime.
I mean, I feel like that's the best way to get a girl is just shut the fuck up and let her do all the talking and nod.
That's true.
Find a dollar for every time I was just shut the fuck up and nodded.
Yeah,
I would have nodded many times if you know what I mean.
And if you could also have a dollar for every time you put makeup on, you...
What? Alright, we're sorry, we get off track many times. We don't really have a strict format for the show. We will tell you that we do have set segments. We do have some things that we hope will become permanent. We have certain philosophies that we hope will become mainstream.
Okay, Socrates.
And we will get that out there. We're going to have a much more, not much more, but a more structured show in our second podcast. This is just Justin and Kevin putting out our names out there.
Informative session. One thing I forgot to add, we are on iTunes, Two Guys and a Microphone on iTunes. You can go and subscribe to us, automatically update your fancy-dancy iPod, iTouch, iPhone, whatever you so choose. We'll automatically update there for you with our RSS feed. I don't even know what that means. I just know that it was on the website, and when I clicked it and said, you now have an RSS feed, so that's what we have.
I think every website has an RSS
feed. Do we have an RSS feed? Well, I don't feel special anymore, but...
Never mind. We only have the RSS feed.
The only RSS feed
that's worth subscribing to is Two Guys and a Microphone.
Two Guys and a Microphone. Number two, Guys.
And a Microphone.
And a Microphone. Spelled out all the way. Bust out your dictionary if you need it. We are live right now. Check out the end of the week. We're coming with the first meaty episode.
Structured.
Worth your listen. Worth its weight in minutes.
Great way to find us. Two Guys and a Mic, the number two Guys and a Mic, all one word. Check us out on Twitter. That's a good way to find us. Check out Facebook, check out our group. The number two Guys and a Microphone podcast, all spaced out, capitalized, for your English and grammar experience.
Enjoyment. Hit us up. We are live. Holler back.
We're going to sign off now for a little while. I know we didn't give you much. We just kind of said our name a lot. Two Guys and a Microphone.
Two guys in a mic.
I'm Justin. Right. This is Kevin.
Mike, Kevin.
We really do have some interesting things to talk about. We really look forward to hearing about what you guys want to talk about and providing some of our insights. And, you know, only online you only get so much to say. If this thing gets big enough, you can give us a call. You can drop us an email. We really want to know what you want us to talk about. We really want to know some stupid and bullshit that you have to put up with and that you have to deal with. Because, let's face it, we're all in the same boat. And
we
it's
are
going
in the
down.
Same boat. And it's called life.
Yeah, it's
life.
No doubt. Thank you guys for listening to what we've provided so far. We promise to provide much more. Much more.
And the next episode will be worth your listen. Revolutionize the way you go about life and the way you walk down the street. That is for sure.
You know what they say. You're supposed to get to the first few chapters in a book, except for Goosebumps books. Those things get you from the beginning.
And those are R.L. Stine books that fucking make
you... That is Goosebumps, you idiot.
Oh, okay.
More. He's the younger one. So like, R.L. Stine came out, and he was, like... They were already on, like, 56 when he was, like, the proper age to read. I came out, it was like A Scarecrow Rises at Midnight. It was like number 3. I was like, boom. Immediately. Right now.
Whatever, dude. Flip to page 96 and find out what happened.
The Choose Your Own Endings didn't come out until like 3 years after the Goosebumps books were popular. So if you think that's a new Goosebumps books.
Whatever.
Yeah. I sold mine at a garage sale. That was very sad.
How much did you make? Like 10 cents?
If that.
eBay!
eBay wasn't out. It's garage sales or bust. There was no Craigslist.
Whatever.
Craigslist.org came out, but it was like garage sale. My mom slapped it, like put them all in the 25-cent box.
Garage sale.
My childhood sold for like $3.50. It's just ridiculously sad in so many ways. I like gave away my bike.
I think I got like 3 of your books actually. I'm so young.
Screw you. Screw you, man.
Anyway, hit us up. End of the week. Just what you got to look forward to.